This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that's, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand to clear the road. They were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to go through life, son.
I'm going to deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, maybe even get you a little embarrassed. But don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're all so stupid, and you take lessons.
You're despicable.
Welcome back. You are back, right? For the session to say anything right here on The Real Side, always a pleasure to have you with me, and I mean that sincerely. I do appreciate the time that you're spending with us on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting. Being part of the solution, part of the conversation, not part of the problem, really. Anyway, I do really appreciate the time you're spending with us. All right, look, let me get to it, because a lot of good stuff happening, and Pacific Justice Institute today learned, which I think is wonderful. They got a big win today. And this is why I said to you, you know, I have these people on the show because they're fighting for you and I. I'm telling you, religious persecution, persecution against Christians and others like, you're going to see it on the rise over the next few years. They don't like us. We bow to a higher power than they are. And they don't like that. So, PGI won a major Supreme Court victory today. Some of you remember, Brad was talking about this, where the in the San Francisco Bay Area, it's called Santa Clara County, their public health orders, they kept shutting down the churches. And even with the order from the Supreme Court a few weeks back, or actually almost a month ago now, to allow the opening of these churches back up, They think about something. Think about how full of themselves they are. They denied that order. They wouldn't adhere to it. Now, the order wasn't, in all fairness, the order wasn't directed at Santa Clara, but it was directed at San Francisco County or another county close by, where they said, look, you can't have these kind of things in place. So, the PGI went to the Supreme Court for an emergency injunction on this. And they got it. Right? That simple. The county, Santa Clara County, technically was the only county in the country that basically allowed zero worship. So when the churches sought an emergency stay at the Ninth Circuit, their request was denied. Like, yeah, okay, whatever, go pound sand. And lawyers for the churches filed an application for an emergency writ of injunction with Justice Elena Kagan, who's assigned to the West Coast for emergency motions. Justice Kagan ordered the county to file a response and then referred the matter to the entire court, which sat in conference today. And in a 6-3 decision, the court granted the relief. Right? 6-3. That's pretty solid. We're pleased that churches in the county now will be unlocked this Sunday. Brad went on to say, you know, the churches are gateway to City Church, Home Church, Spectrum Church, a whole bunch of churches up there now will be able to open. And this is why you need to support groups like that. PGI is not just fighting in situations like that. They're fighting in the schools. They're fighting for religious. Look, we had that one pastor who was arrested for simply going and sitting in on the the drag queens that were reading to the kids at schools and at libraries. And he went to the library, just wanted to sit. He said, look, I'm not here to cause trouble. I just want to listen and see what's being taught. And the police actually told him he had no right to do that. Now, maybe in communist China or Russia, he wouldn't have a right to do that. But he's got a right to do that in this country. They were afraid he was going to start trouble. So, again, you're guilty and you get arrested before anything happens. That's the direction we're heading in. And I know some of you don't like when I do this, but I'm going to keep at it. It's our fault. All right? And not some of you listening, because you're out there doing something. You're making a difference. You're trying to cause, I don't even want to call it constructive, constructive upheaval, whatever you want to call it. And I say that because you're willing to make noise, let people know what's going on so they hear it, they can step up, they can do something different. Really was that simple. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. A lot of great stories. Border Patrol deploying hundreds of agents from Canada to the southern border. Gee, I wonder why they're doing that. I mean, somebody at some point in time is going to sit back and go, holy Jesus, if that many people come over at one time, we're going to have a problem. The right's going to go crazy. They're going to make a big deal out of it. You're going to have these governors. The governors are going to eventually take whatever protection they can do, whatever they can do to protect themselves, they're going to do it. And you're going to have a heck of a time trying to stop them. You'll end up with a face-off between the feds and the state at the border. Because a lot of that property along the border, not all of it, obviously, but a lot of it, passes over private land or butts up against private land. If they want to put a fence up, who can stop them? See, if I was state authorities and they were on the side of putting the fence up, I would hit those places and go, look, we'll buy that strip of land for you. Because a lot of those would give it up in a heartbeat just to be covered. Why would they have to send so many Border Patrol guards down if there wasn't a surge coming? Right? On March 1st, 250 Border Patrol agents from northern and coastal areas, including the Canadian border and Florida, will deploy to McAllen, Texas. Also, to watch over the Rio Grande Valley. Border apprehensions along southwest borders have multiplied since Joey B. got in office. Anybody shocked? Anybody? Raise your hand if you're shocked. Yeah, I didn't think so. The Rio Grande sector, they're apprehending over 1,000 migrants a day and warned that the facilities are being overwhelmed. And the reason what will happen is when they're overwhelmed is now they'll let these people go into the streets, back into the cities. So we'll see your host. This is The Real Side on GCN Life. Don't go far. A lot more coming up.
Would you like to be $600 richer in the next 10 minutes? Then make a free phone call and switch your car insurance to AIS. We get it. Car insurance is boring. We make it fast, fun, and easy. You make one call. We shop dozens of the best car insurance companies and offer you a way to save up to $600 on your car insurance. There are so many special deals and discounts. The best way to get them is to call. Based on your area, we have special discounts for military, teachers, engineers, and good students. Even discounts for low mileage and accident-free drivers. AIS has tons of ways to save you money on your car insurance. Make a free call right now to see what you qualify for. New customers who switch to AIS save an average of $600.
800-396-0650. 800-396-0650. 800-396-0650. That's 800-396-0650.
For over 20 years, Extendivite has been helping people. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. Glad I found this product. I am 51 years old and started getting headaches a couple of times a week. I went to the doctor and my blood pressure was a little high at around 150 over 95. I found out about Extendivite and I ordered some to try it. Immediately, I felt better and it lowered my blood pressure and my headaches went away almost instant. I have been taking it now for about 4 months and I am so glad I found this product. You won't be disappointed. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2 month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
extend your life with Extendovite.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. That's 800-880-1896.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while, we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MacTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
You have the manners of a goat, and you smell like a dung heap.
How lucky can one guy be? I kissed her and she kissed me. Like the fella once said, ain't
you know,
a kick in the head.
Where is the music of yesterday? Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-GO-JOE, 855-732-5566. I really do appreciate the time that you're spending with us on the air and in the chat room, texting, tweeting. I mean, just being part of the conversation. I really do appreciate the time that you're with us. You know what I'm saying? And, you know, when you send me emails, I can't read them all like the time you send them to me because I already got stories lined up and some of them I got to check out. So I'm not ignoring you. I will get to them if they're timely. Have you either gotten to them or have already thrown them away? We're talking about the rush to the border. And it's a problem. And it is a crisis. And it is an issue. And it's become worse since Joey B got in because they knew the floodgates were going to get thrown open. Again, your kids can't go to school. This is why I just, for you guys who voted Dem, your kids can't go to school because they might catch corona and die. Although there's no scientific evidence behind that. But yet you're fine your bleeding heart is okay with letting all these people over the border, no COVID shots, no proof that they got them or didn't get them, not forcing them on them, and then letting them loose into society where 92% of them don't come back. They don't show up for their court cases. But somehow to you, that makes sense. It's amazing to me. And yet they'll sit there and justify to you why they're right and you're wrong when it comes to immigration. I like the fact that the reason that it's okay to put kids in the cages, because they're not cages. No, they're boxes. They're boxes. They're construction office boxes. I see them all the time. We know what they are. And AOC's upset because they're boxes. Right? They're metal containers. But they got air conditioning. They got niceties. And let me tell you what. When you're out in the cold, metal container's fine. When you got nothing covering you from the elements, metal container's fine. You got air conditioning, running water, and everything else. I'll tell you what. You're not doing bad. The crisis, when you look at the actual numbers, the apprehensions at the southwest border, like I said, they have spiked tremendously. They started off like around 3,200, and now they're well over 4,000 along the whole length of the border, not just in any one place. And what they're saying is that they believe in looking at what's getting by the cameras, what's getting by them. They have over 1,000 getting away on a regular, daily. They're getting past the border guards. As a full-blown crisis, Morgan, who served as both acting director of Immigration and Customs Enforcement, he was also an acting commissioner for a while during Trump, he's screaming, this is like biblical proportion. This is a full-blown crisis already. And I think we're just up on 20 days of Biden, right? The U.S. made 78,000 border arrests and detentions in the month of January. The U.S. could see 100,000 southern border apprehensions by the month of April. He's up substantially from last year. Morgan said it was a story within a story that no one at the Border Patrol could comment on. They're afraid to lose their jobs. Isn't that terrible? Everybody's afraid of losing their jobs for merely speaking the truth, for putting fact out there. They've been directed at everyone to engage the media, and I mean, under Trump, they were told that, hey, you let the media know what's going on, let them see. But this is getting out of hand. President Biden has moved quickly to take executive action to undo Trump's, what he called, hard-line immigration policies. I guess now, the thing that always confuses me is the Congress makes the laws. So they make laws on immigration. Let's just do that. And now they don't want you to enforce the laws that they made because, I don't know, they're inhumane, they're wrong, they're bad. Seriously, think about it. Maybe they've had dementia all these years and we just didn't know it. So I don't know. I don't exactly know what they're expecting other than people like Biden and Harris and Pelosi. They want what they want, what they believe to be truth at the moment. They can care about anything else. Come on, be honest about it. It's the truth. He undid the Migrant Protection Protocol, known as Remain in Mexico policy. It ended the catch and release, and it forced those who claim they need asylum to wait in Mexico while they do so. Biden halted construction of the southern border wall, implemented new guidelines limiting which immigrants can be targeted for deportation. I want you to know something. In that executive order he gave, people who are accused of and have before been convicted of a sexual assault can stay in this country. Well, coming from Joe Biden, I don't know. That might be the norm for him. I don't know. They've also reinstated catch and release in some areas. right? Some of them, a very small number, are returned to Mexico. So the White House is still warned that Latin American migrants, now is not the time to come. I mean, think about something. We heard this before, right? Remember what Obama referred to? Remember when he was saying, hey, you can't just come here. I can't just give you asylum. It's against the law. I don't have the power to do it. And, you know, under his breath, he's going, come on up. Can't keep all of you out. Biden administration took heat for reopening a Trump-era child migration detention facility. It will house up to 700 unaccompanied minors. So we have a number of unaccompanied minors coming into the country. No, really? Without their families. What we are not doing is what the last administration did, which was separate those kids. Rip them from the arms of their parents at the border. Well, then, why do you have kids, right? Not families, kids in those boxes. Where are their parents? You said earlier, Psaki said earlier, they were looking for their parents, looking to put them with their parents. Many of them were coming over the border alone. It is not double speak, it's triple speak these people have. Maybe she'll circle back to that too someday. So we'll see your hosts. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Be back in a minute.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-808-5181. 800-808-5181. 800-808-5181. That's 800-808-5181.
Power grid failures and natural disasters, they happen too often now. Will financial collapse be next? What kind of emergency plan do you have for the next sudden food shortage? If you don't, it's time to prepare. At MyPatriotSupply.com, we make it easy for you. Our emergency food storage kits stay fresh for up to 25 years. They ship fast and discreetly to your door. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News.
I'm Jeremy Scott. A vote in the House on President Biden's $1.9 trillion COVID-19 relief package is expected on Saturday. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi spoke during a Rules Committee meeting that went late into the evening.
Tonight, we are in the Rules Committee awaiting their product so that we can bring to the floor legislation that saves lives and saves the livelihoods of the American people.
The vote is expected to fall almost entirely along party lines. The package includes another round of stimulus payments of $1,400, renewing emergency unemployment assistance to an additional $400 per week, hundreds of billions of dollars for state and local governments, money to help K-12 schools reopen classrooms, emergency rental assistance, and an expansion of the child tax credit by $600 for children under 6 years of age. This is USA Radio News.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
You tiny brained whippers of other people's bottoms.
We are back. Good girl. Jeff is here, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855 Real Joe. 855-732-5562. I really do appreciate the time that you're spending with us on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, being involved. And I want you involved. I want you engaged. Right? Have some fun with this. Some of the stuff is going to make you want to puke. I get it. But have a little bit of fun with it, okay? 855 Real Joe. 855-732-5562. I really do appreciate the time that you're spending with us, that you're involved, that you're engaged, that you're being, you know, again, as I would love to say, if you're being informed, then you're being part of the process. Not part of the problem, but part of the process. Anyway, there is a crisis at the border. Been dancing around it. I can't believe, well, I shouldn't say it. See, I say stuff like that, I sound dumber than dumb. I mean, sure, I was going to say, I can't believe they didn't see this coming. No, they either knew it was coming, or they are too stupid to know it was coming. You know what I mean? So, I beat my brains out, Mr. Bordop, to make sure that I cleaned this up. And I believe I got it all. If a word slips by, I apologize. I listened to the thing 4 times. But frankly, the guy's British. English, British, whatever. And he is spot on with how mad he is about what happened. And I mean spot on. Well, you know what? I'm going to bring it up next time because I'm not sure this is the right clip. But this is a British TV reporter. And apparently he wasn't given the script ahead of time. You know, he wasn't given any idea what was going to be on it. He knew what he was going to be reporting on. He just didn't know what verbiage was going to be in the report. And I love it because once he got in and started reading it, you could see his facial expressions around, huh, what? What'd he say? That ain't right. And he hits it right on, the reason I want to play it so bad is he hits it all right on the nose. The craziness of what's going down today. Some of the issues that are happening. The struggles that these young people think they're having with whether it's sexual orientation or transgenderism or whatever it is. They don't know what a struggle is. They really don't. They think they do. But they have no clue. You know? Did I already do this one? Even if I did, I don't care. Kevin Sorbo says it, and he's right. I've been saying it, because he's Hercules, so it matters more. He says, you know what? We can't sit back anymore. He says, the biggest threat to conservatism is apathy. Come on, think that one through. We've been talking about this. Sony and I have been talking about this. We've been beating this up for a long time. Actor and director Kevin Sorbo, he's got a message for us conservatives. Don't sit while American culture is being destroyed by the left. Now, Sorbo talked to John Solomon reports about how conservatives need to fight back against the left takeover of the culture. I've been saying this for a long time. He said, I think the biggest killer of the conservative party right now is apathy. I think a lot of people out there just go, well, there's nothing I can do about it. So we'll get through this in time. Really? Will we? We've been saying that since they took prayer out of schools. Or since they banned prayer, public prayer. Ah, we'll get through this. It's all right. The kids will... No, look at what's happened. It's not all right. We have replaced prayer. We have replaced the Bible or any kind of, you know, scriptural, biblical references with how to pleasure oneself. Yeah, sex education. How to pleasure oneself. How to have sex many different ways. You've heard me say it a million times. It's one thing to have, you know, science classes on the reproductive organs, the reproductive system. It's another thing altogether to teach my children and my grandchildren how to have sex with the same gender, with opposite genders, with multiple genders, with multiple people, possibly with animals, or with yourself. That is not your job as a school. As a school district, as a teacher, your job is not to teach my child morality. That's my job. Because as you can see, as you have seen, morality for different, especially highly educated people, not all, I won't paint with that broad of a brush, but definitely the higher education academics, they think people who believe in God are nuts. That it's wrong. Kids should be able to allow to explore their sexuality. At what age? 6, 7, 8? What does it stop? We're letting them decide they want to take hormone blockers at 6, 7, and 8. (sighs) 855 Real Joe. He said, I think a lot of people out there just go, you know, there's nothing I can do about it. Reality is that the culture is changing drastically. Not slowly, not inch by inch, drastically. We can't sit back anymore, people. You cannot sit back. We got to fight. We got to get out there and make noise. Be vocal. Make them uncomfortable. See, that's what they want to stop you from doing. That's ultimately what they want to stop you from picketing outside their offices. You watch. You watch where this goes. The one thing you got to give to the left is they have a passion for what they believe, right or wrong. Right? But the passion that they have is filled with anger and hatred. We need to make sure ours is filled with love. That we push back. You know, you stop your kids from doing certain things, and sometimes you have to be physical about it to keep them from hurting themselves. You know, America became great on individuals, not on big government. It wasn't big government that came through with most of the breakthroughs that made this country great. Big government is not on the verge or on the edge of great discoveries. Matter of fact, they'll slow you down. So the people who sit there and believe that big government, well, that it's a thing that'll save you, yeah, you're wrong. You saw recently there was a stats on the under 30 crowd. Right? They think socialism, Marxism, and communism are good things. You know why? Because the socialists, Marxists, and communists that teach in our schools told them that. Didn't show them pictures of what it did. Didn't beat up on the Holocaust or the millions of Russians that were killed. No. Kevin went on to say that he believes the left has pushed conservatives too far. is finally waking some of them up to the culture war that's taking place. But will they act on it? I think there's a tipping point, Sorbo said. There's a book by that name. And I think we're at that extreme point right now. I think people are. But he's fearing that the apathy of some is still a problem. But we are seeing more and more. Now, the issue is to make sure the people who have said enough is enough don't go down the road of violence. Come on. I know some of you say, well, stop that. There may have to be violence. Well, there may have to be. I don't know. I'm not the strategist here. You know, if they come and try to take you by violence because, I don't know, you're worshiping in church, yeah, well, there might be violence. You're not going to drag me out without a fight. Now, notice I didn't say I was going to blow up anything or shoot anybody or kill anybody, but you ain't taking me out without a fight. I have that right. Our founding fathers wanted us to have that right. He didn't say, except in extreme conditions. You know, I love this. I love the Florida governor and the South Dakota governor who said, look, I trust my people. I trust them. I said, here's what we're up against. Here's what the guidelines should be. This is what you should follow. Be safe. Go out and enjoy the movies. Have dinner in the movies. And they're not in trouble. Neither is Florida. Now, the left would like you to believe it. They're inflating numbers and not telling you the truth. I mean, they're just lying to you. Well, as you said, back in the 1950s, the movies and television will have an impact on our youth, and we can see it playing out right now. It does. Andrew Breitbart said the same thing. He said, listen, politics is the downstream of culture. Who runs the culture? Anybody? Hollywood does. Sure, but I wanted to mention that people want to see movies that have a positive message of hope, love, redemption, faith, and laughter. The documentary called Before the Wrath, the number one Christian movie in America on Amazon for 5 months. Yeah, until they figure it out it's there. Joe Bacino, your host. Listen to The Real Side. Be back in a few minutes.
Hey folks, Tom D for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, ghosts, zombies, UFOs, crop circles, and more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people who seek a little more than the other dating services offer. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and you want to connect with others, use the code GEORGE for a substantial discount. So many people want to share their experiences with the paranormal, the afterlife, the unusual, and this is the place to meet and share common interests with those of like minds. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com. That's ParanormalDate.com. Use the code word GEORGE and start meeting others. Get going now and connect with someone you like.
The following is a paid announcement. The advertiser was paid a marketing fee for a digital campaign. Please make sure to review our disclaimer on our report page.
The new year is here, and the time is now to capitalize on the health stocks boom in the U.S. markets. With the pandemic affecting virtually every aspect of American life, people are ready to get past the crisis and get on with living. We've identified a company that could scale up widespread rapid testing and get our economy back on track sooner rather than later. And we want to introduce you to this groundbreaking company with your free subscription to Avid Stock News Trends. Text the word TEST to 48542. To get info on this undervalued rapid testing technology that can deliver results in as little as 15 minutes. Demand for testing devices could outstrip supply for the foreseeable future. Text the word TEST to 48542 to get your free subscription to Avid Stock News Trends. Get this red-hot intelligence delivered directly to your mobile device so you can make decisions as market conditions change. Avid Stock News Trends. Text the word TEST to 48542. Text TEST to 48542.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
$5,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value free by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours free. 2020safe.net.
Attention real estate investors. Do you need cash immediately? If you own one or multiple rental properties, you can use your equity to get cash out fast. The best part is we don't need tax returns or even a good credit score. At America's Loan Source, we are not a bank and we don't have bank rules. We make the decisions to loan you money and there's no limit how much we can give you. Some clients have gotten as much as $500,000 or more within days. Use the money any way you want. If you own one rental property or 100, and COVID has left you in a cash crunch, we can help you turn your equity into fast cash. Call now for details and close in as little as 10 days and get the cash you need.
800-507-6553. 800-507-6553. 800-507-6553. That's 800-507-6553.
A love bite on your neck. He's coming back this morning. What's the matter with you? Your life's going down the toilet. Cover up that damn thing. Come on, put some makeup on.
All right.
We are back. Yeah, Joe Mazzini, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-557. I'm sorry, guys. I lost the clip I was going to play for you guys. Really. I know, irritating as heck. Well, it's more irritating for me. Because I was going to play. I was going to enjoy it and play it. This British just went out of his mind. Couldn't stand it anymore. I agree with him. I mean, if you think about it, they're going after the Disney movies. They're going after books. Words you can use, can't use. Terminologies you can use, can't use. Right? They go for science and against science. Depends on what they feel like for the moment. And then people sitting there wondering why our young kids are so screwed up. In a lot of ways. Really, think about it. So when is it we start taking back our schools? You know, you hear me say this all the time. When are we going to take back our schools? When are we getting involved? Sorbo's right. Many people sit there and go, I can't do anything. Oh, here we go. My same old story. Imagine if our founding fathers said they couldn't do anything. Oh my God, it's the British military. Are you guys out of your mind? We can't take them down. Right? But they were looking for divine guidance. They knew what they were looking for. They knew what they needed to do. Oh, it's just, it's always astonishing to me how fast people forget. I'm not trying to be a holier than thou guy. I'm just saying it is always astonishing to me how quickly people forget how they got where they got, who got them there, who gave them the power and the strength to make it happen. And some of you will go, well, I did it all by myself. Yeah, when you think about some of the doors that were opened for you, some of the places you could not get. I mean, I remember coming to this area that I live in now. I was never a political guy. Never. I just wanted to grow my business. I had a computer company. Just grow the business. Bring up my kids in a nice neighborhood. You know, good place, good schools, good neighbors, clean streets, safe. And that's a joke I always love. I came out of one of the most crime-riddled areas in Boston. No, you weren't being shot in the street. Don't get me wrong. But the mafia was very prevalent there. We didn't need the cops because they kept their own form of peace. Right? And what they were doing, they were very oppressive people. Not what you see on the TV. Right? Very, very, very poor people there. Now I won't say they're friends, but they're people I knew going to school with. They're still there. They don't know how to get out. They were always told as little guinea boys and girls that they would never had a shot. Oh, but we're white, so we had privilege. But they'd never have a shot. So they're still there. Some got out kind of close to where they're at. They've made something of themselves. I got out, moved 3,000 miles across the country, and had my fair shares of ups and downs. But because of the way America was, or is, or might be, or might still be, I was able to live out the American dream. I was able to get out of the problems, the issues, the nastiness that I was in, that I would have got drugged into. If I didn't get out of there, I'd either be dead or one of the mafia people. You didn't have much to do, didn't have much of an education. I'm sorry, but those Boston schools weren't the greatest. Thank God my mom found a way to put me in a parochial school. A lot of great things about my Catholic upbringing that I wouldn't give away. I mean, God said to me, hey, listen, I'm going to let you do it all over again. What do you want to do? What do you want to change? I'd say nothing. Just let's go back and start all over. Just give me the lottery numbers for later on in life. I'd be good with that. But when you think about it, okay, my journey all the way to where I'm at now, again, in a nice area, in a nice neighborhood, safe, decent schools. Yeah, I had to want to do that. I had to want to get out of the city. I had to want to make a difference. And there were obstacles put in my way. Not like there were for the black community, but there were obstacles put in my way because I was an uneducated little greasy guinea boy. I heard that a lot. Sorry, but it's the truth. And what's funny, too, is I find just the same thing on the other side of the end of the spectrum. They were well-educated people I find myself around. They have PhDs and education degrees and all this other stuff. And when I find out I don't come from a family of educators or I don't have an education myself to speak of, I'm telling you, it's not a feeling. The reality is they look down on me. They're like, really? Well, you don't understand. I understand a lot. See, I don't have to understand all the academics of how to teach math or anything along those lines. That's the job of the person that actually went to school for it. My job as a trustee is to make sure they are being taught that. And that the kids have every right and every opportunity to succeed. The way you do that is you open doors. You don't close doors. You don't take away books. You bring in more books. Maybe instead of taking away Huckleberry Finn and To Catch a Mockingbird and all this, instead of taking those books away because I hurt somebody's feelings, maybe you bring in more books, you open the class up wider, and you truly do, I'm not using a sermon, but you actually do a series on why the N-word is bad, or how America came from this to this. Here's the books, here's the literature of the times. We're gonna read these, and we're gonna work through, and we're gonna follow through the progression, since they love that word, the progression of the U.S. and how we went from slavery to coming out of slavery. And who really oppressed the black community? Who really didn't want them to come out of their scenario? Although that would be scary. But they won't do it. Right? They're not going to happen. You know, it would be great. A friend of mine was putting together a whole group of schools, God and Country. That's what I would call it. I would call it God and Country Academy. And teach them real history, real science. I like to say real math, but I don't have to. I mean, unless they try to change it, math is pretty simple. 2 + 2 = 4. You can't make it be 5. You can make believe it's 5. Right? 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Write it down. You know, it's funny, you're talking about CPAC in the chat room. And this is the first year. I haven't gone in forever. I mean, I go every year. I actually, proud to say I'm invited every year. And I was invited this year, too. And I just said no. And I'm watching what's going on there. I'm glad I said no. Not that it's a total disappointment. Don't get me wrong. But people walking around, talking through masks, no. Just no. And on top of that, seriously, everybody there is trying to get a hold of everybody there, get them at your table to speak and do whatever. In looking at what's taking place, like someone said, there's no sea of red hats this year. There might be on Sunday. Right? And there might be maybe tomorrow. I don't know. But again, I've been to those things enough to know I can get the same information where I'm sitting. And I don't get all excited. You know, if Ted Cruz came down and sat at my table, I wouldn't be all goo-goo. Gaga, whatever. Yeah, whatever term you want to use. Wouldn't be there. I'd be excited to meet some of these people. I'd be excited to be one-on-one with Trump for 2, 3, 4 minutes and ask a few questions. And the thing about Trump that I like is that if you got him one-on-one, he pretty much answers any question. If he thinks it's a stupid question, he's going to tell you. I don't blame him. I would do the same thing. But he won't shy away from anything, right? And that's what we want. That's what we want from everybody protecting us. Look, I have two jobs. Well, actually, I have many jobs, really, if you think about it, right? Father, husband. But as a trustee of the school board, I got my only job, my only focus in my mind is to make sure that those kids have a safe environment to learn in, that they do get educated properly, they have all the tools they need to succeed, and whatever it takes to get there, whether it means working with or bucking against the teachers union, whether it means working with or bucking against staff, my goal at the center of what I'm supposed to do is to make sure those kids get everything they need to succeed. Otherwise, I failed. Right? Real simple. As a talk show host, my job is to make sure you get the information you need to make decisions. My job is not to browbeat you till you come around to my way of thinking. That doesn't work either. I want to give you, and I want you to ask yourself the questions to some of my Christian friends. Why are you a Christian? Why are you an atheist? Why are you a Democrat? Why are you a Republican? You should know how to answer those questions. Joe Bacino, your host. This is the Rail Side of GCN Live. Always a pleasure. Love being with you. Hope you enjoyed the show. We'll be back next week. Hopefully you'll be with us. God bless.